So let's review. The Gemara discusses the importance of Talmud Torah. Mavatal Talmud Torah lo hitzas ameis ulachnasa sakala. We interrupt Torah study to attend a funeral or a wedding. However, yesham kol tzarkoi ein mavatlin. If there are enough people attending the funeral, we do not stop learning. The Gemara cites several opinions as to this amount, up to manasinasa b'shishim ribu, afnatilasa b'samach ribu. 600,000 people should accompany the departure of a Talmud Chacham, the same as those assembled when the Torah was first given. However, l'man d'masnei les le'shiura. If he also taught Torah, there's no limit to the honor due to him. The Gemara then points out, kol makim shegalu shechina imayin. Wherever Klal Yisrael were exiled to, such as Mitzrayim and Bavel, the Shechina accompanied them. And af kishein asidin ligal shechina imayin. The Shechina will accompany them out of Galus with the arrival of Mashiach. The Gemara cites two psukim which allude to bat ekneisiyos ubat midrashes shebabavel. 1. Vo'ehi lohem lemikdash ma'at. 2. Hashem ma'oin ato ha'yisalanu. And then quotes the well-known Maimer Chazal. Asidin bat ekneisiyos ubat midrashes shebabavel sheyikfu be'eretz Yisrael. That when Mashiach comes, all shuls in Chutz La'aretz will be transplanted to Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah Daf Chaf Ches ruled, Ein Oysen Oysen Kapendaria, it's forbidden to use a shul as a shortcut. However, the Gemara cites two exceptions when it's permitted. 1. Im Haya Shvil Meikara, if the shul was built on a path which preceded the shul. 2. Hanichnas Almanash Shaloi Lasyas Kapendaria, Hanichas Levis Akneses Lehispalo. If someone entered the shul for another purpose, not to use it as a shortcut or for davening, he may then leave through the other side. Zok the Mishnah. Rishchodesh Adar Shechol Yois B'Shabbos Karin Parshas Shkolim. If Rishchodesh Adar falls on a Shabbos, we read Parshas Shkolim. The Gemara cites a related Mishnah. Be'echad Ba'Adar Mashmin Al Shkolim. On Rishchodesh Adar, Bezdin announces the need to bring Shkolim, because the Pasuk says, Zois Oilas Chodesh B'Chodshoi, from which we learn, Amr Torah, Chodesh V'Abba Karbim Tshuma Chadosha. Once a year, we must start a new fiscal year. And Kivan de Benisan Baya Kruvi Mitruma Chadasha, Kadminan Vekruinan Be'echad Ba'adar, Kihechi de Lesu Shkolim Lemikdash. Since we must begin using the new Shkolim on Chodesh Nisan, we announce the obligation at the beginning of Chodesh Adar so that they can bring them throughout the month. The Gemara cites Machlekis in Mai Parsha Shkolim, whether the reading of Parsha Shkolim is Tzaves B'nei Yisrael Vemarta Aleim Es Karbani Lachmi in Parshas Pinchas, which describes the Karban Tamid for which the Shkolim were used, or Parshas Kisisa describing the donation of the Shkolim. Now, since we need to read Parshas HaShavua and Parshas Rosh Chodesh and Parshas Shkolim, the Gemara first offers several ways of apportioning Kriyas HaTorah until it concludes with the following, as we do. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechol Yis B'Shabbos Maitziyin Shalish Torahs V'Karin Buhan Echad Binyan Shal Yoyim V'Echad B'Shal Rosh Chodesh V'Echad B'Kisisa. We take out three Sifrei Torah and first read Parshas HaShavua, the usual Torah portion, and then Parshas Rosh Chodesh, the portion of Karbanos of Rosh Chodesh and Parshas Pinchas, and then Parshas Shkolim and Parshas Kisisa. The Gemara rules on several other scenarios regarding Parshas Kisisa. Chol Yois B'Va'ata Tetzaveh. If Parshas Shkolim falls in the week of Parshas Tetzaveh, Karu Shisa, B'Va'ata Tetzaveh Ad Ve'osisa, V'chad Tani V'Kari Mikisisa Ad Ve'osisa. Six read from Parshas Tetzaveh, including the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, and the seventh repeats the psukim from Kisisa. 2. Chol Yois B'Kisisa Atzma. If Parshas Shkolim falls in the week of Parshas Kisisa, which we read anyways, Karu Shisa Ad Vayakel, V'chad Tani V'Kari M'Kisisa Ad V'Asisa. Six Oilim read the entire Parsha, and the seventh repeats the first few psukim at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa.